Welcome back to Community Conversations. I'm your host, Josh Hardy, the Executive Director of Concord TV, and I love this program because week after week we get to talk to organizations that are offering great community events that are happening, and they're giving back to the community. And this episode is no different. We have our friends from Concord Kiwanis who have their upcoming spring fair, and honestly, I don't have a lot of information. That's why I brought them in to tell us about that and to tell us more about what Kiwanis does. So with me today, I have Ken Georgievitz and Brenda Perkins, who we've seen you, Brenda, in other capacities around Concord.
Yes.
So welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
In this capacity. So first off, Ken, if you could tell us about Concord Kiwanis and tell us sort of the elevator pitch of what do you do?
Well, first off, really should be first off, congratulations, Mr. Concord.
Thank you. I've been using that off the Concord TV airwaves, but thank you.
Yes, and I had to do that. And also, thank you to the Concord City Council and the greater Concord community for continuing to support Concord TV. They've been very good partners to work with over the decades, and it's a good thing. Kiwanis is a local, nonpartisan, non-denominational group of men and women helping to build better communities through service and focusing on children as priority one. And that's what we do. Men, women, it's nonpartisan. Mm-hmm. I think Brenda and I are on different sides of the coin on that issue. But as nobody can argue with doing service with children.
So in that sense, so Brenda, I had alluded to this, that you are a relatively new member of the Concord Kiwanis Club, but you are certainly not new to giving back in philanthropy in Concord. So tell me a little bit about what got you involved and got you into being a Kiwanis member.
So it's actually kind of funny. I got invited to talk about Hearts for Kindness, my nonprofit that I started, you know, being a real estate agent in the area. A lot of us volunteer and do different things in the community. So I got invited to go and talk about Hearts for Kindness and never really understood that Kiwanis' whole goal was to raise money to give back to kids and scholarships and all kinds of different other nonprofits. And I was like, oh, this is great. And the membership fee is actually pretty minimal for the whole year. It's an opportunity to build relationships. And so it was like, okay. So I end up writing them a check instead of the other way around.
They got you.
They did. Because, you know, when you're in an organization like mine, you're partnering with other nonprofits as well is a great thing. Yeah. So now I get to sit in the Kiwanis meetings connecting with these other people that, again, are across the board generationally as well. And get to hear from all these other nonprofits that I've been able to connect to with other purposes to help other kids in the communities. It's great.
That's amazing, yeah. So what, to be in the Kiwanis Club, what are some of there are meetings you have to attend, there's volunteering, I know from being at some of the events you have volunteers. Mm-hmm. What are some of the baseline, not to scare people away, but just, I always say even for like joining a board, you want to understand what the commitment is.
It is much less than it once was. We used to meet once a month. Now we meet at the Highway Hotel. How many people remember Highway Hotel? That's where we originally, well, we met another place before that, but it's the second Monday of the month, and we meet at the Concord Parks and Rec up on Canterbury Street Road.
The community center?
We meet there. Yep. And then on the fourth Monday of the month at 6 o'clock, we meet in the pub lounge, drinking area of Red Blazer. Yep. So it's
that's
half
more casual.
Sure.
Yeah, more casual. So it's half service focus, half social focus. Mm-hmm. So it works out very well that way. You make friends that way, you get to talk about different ideas, and it's more than just raising money, it's actually doing the service. Brenda, in your field, you know, a lot of people are willing to write a check. Mm-hmm. Other people are not really willing to roll up their shirt sleeves. And if you want to be a Kiwanian, we're going to ask you to roll up your shirt sleeves, work at our two major fundraisers, which are the Spring Fair, held this year May 18th to 22nd, and then the Car Show, held the second Saturday in September. From that, we get a commission on the rides that we have there, and we get so much per food and game thing that Miller Amusements puts out. It works out well. And last year was the first year in my 40 years that we had 4 days in a row of good weather.
Yep.
I can't remember 4 days in a row.
Not somewhere.
4 days in a row of good weather. Yep. And we had a very good year last year, which helped because the previous 2 years we had a zero. This will be our 65th Spring Fair. That raises, if all goes well, around 20K.
Yep.
Then when we have the car show, which you've been to a few times in September, that raises 5 to 10K. Mm-hmm. Then we now do Games of Chance down with the draft. And that raises, we've just gotten started with that, about 4 or 5K.
Right.
And so we get about $25,000 to $30,000 in that we bring in, and then we reinvest it, as Brenda pointed out, in many things, not just scholarships, but, for example, there was a child who had a stroke. Mm-hmm. I didn't think children could have strokes. What do I know? Mm-hmm. And they needed a special chair after that going forward. Mm-hmm. So it was expensive, but we contributed not to the whole thing, but to a piece of the thing. Mm-hmm. So it's that helping even that selective child with that particular need. The Patel girl, whose mother and father are dentists, she has New American Scholars.
Yep.
And that's a very good program that we help support. I don't mean this bad, but typically when you say New Americans, the next word is not usually scholar.
But we're trying to change
She's trying to change this, and she is good.
She's amazing.
And so
she's a mover and shaker, for mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah, so we brought her in and said, how can we help?
Yep.
And she says, well, maybe be mentors, maybe have some of your people work with our people. And I said, do you like checks? And they said, yes.
Yep.
Brenda and I, we are definitely on the same page for that. We are not afraid to offer and give checks. So
I think we did some money towards an equine facility that was working with kids.
Yep.
So it's really great because we get these different nonprofits that come in and talk about what they do with the kids. And it's an opportunity for us to just have those few events and be able to just put that money that the community gets to enjoy. And then we turn around and put that money right back out locally. It's exactly what we do at Hearts for Kindness. So to be a part of
it. It was an easy fit for you, Brenda.
It was an easy fit. I was like, I thought I was here to get money.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But Concord is such, and I find this from our work at Concord TV, that we are such a hub for nonprofits, that a lot of the statewide organizations or regional, like Merrimack County organizations, are based out of Concord more than most other cities or towns in New Hampshire. So there really are a lot of organizations that are in every sector. I mean, New American Scholars was this, when we met Rhea, we were like, oh my God, what a phenomenal idea. We didn't have money to give them, but we did help. Rhea came in and recorded a show just like you guys are. We went, this is pretty incredible. So there's more and more nonprofits that are filling the gaps of what are we currently missing.
Yeah.
So it's incredible that Kiwanis is helping fill those needs.
Yeah, and if I could just add, if you're looking for an organization that's, you want to join, it's actually a really great group. It's a small group. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it is multi-generational. We figured out Ken's old enough to be my father, but I'm old enough to be the mother of some of our other members in this small group.
Yep.
So if people are looking for a way to get involved, learn more about other nonprofits that might, touch their heart, be something they want to get deeper involved in. It's a great organization, and it's very inexpensive to join and be a part of. And, you can easily gain some mentors in the group as well. So I really encourage people to reach out, come visit a meeting or two, and consider joining.
And one way to find out about us is go to ConcordKiwanis.org. And that's a way, or 603-496-1200. That's another way to reach out. Nice, easy number to remember.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. And we'll have all the information up on the our audience is kind of seeing it as the episode goes. In the description of the video, we'll have some of that information. I want to go back to the Spring Fair because, Ken, you had mentioned it a little bit, but can you remind us again the location? We'll put the dates up so you don't have to memorize the times or dates, but at least tell us more about the location, about the parking situation, because you wanted to hammer that point home before we were on air. You had mentioned that.
Yeah.
And then just, some other ideas of what families can expect and why they should come to the Spring Fair.
Absolutely. Excellent question. It will be held at the Everett Arena. Mm-hmm. Years ago, it was held at the Highway Hotel, and before that, at Concord Airport.
Okay.
That was before you were born.
Yep.
Before you were born. We will be having it Thursday from 5 till 10, and that's an option of buying individual tickets for the rides or pay one price. So on Thursday, from 5 to 10, on Saturday from noon till five or six, and I'm not exactly sure, five or six. Yeah. And on Sunday, it's pay one price. That one price is $30, but there's also coupons around town that make it only $25. Okay. Now, that's when, for $25, if you just use a little bit of planning and you gotta take a couple of kids, mm-hmm. you can save yourself some money. Unfortunately, some people come back and buy the tickets for the rides in quantity of one. And rides four tickets, ballpark, a buck a ticket. So it's $4 going on a ride once, where if they spent 25, they could go on the rides all night.
Yeah, so plan ahead a little bit.
Plan ahead a little bit. It's we have rides that are for my grandchildren and rides that I wouldn't go on. I don't know about you. But,
my riding days are
Yeah. I don't know if you go on the twirly.
I can handle spins, but I'm not good with height. So if there's nothing too tall, I'm very bad with height. So yeah. That's my kryptonite.
There you go. There's always get the sausage bomb. It's mm-hmm. it's probably the worst thing you can eat, or fried dough, but it's good.
Go for a walk the next day.
Go for a walk.
And then the parking.
Yes, parking is free at the Everett Arena. Okay. Now, some people will park across the street at the post office and such, and they come walking across the street with their children, and that's not fun crossing Loudon Road there. And I ask them when I'm a crossing guard, why did you do that? Well, we didn't want to pay for parking. Parking is free. Oh, we didn't know that.
Yep.
So make your life easier. Okay, mm-hmm. We want to make it easy to do business with us.
So parking is free.
Parking is free at the Everett Arena.
Yep.
Right? And there's naturally handicapped parking. There's all types of foods. There's games, shoot the baskets, and knock down the bottles of milk and things like that. Mm-hmm. And it's fun. And something that you can do as an entire family, too.
Right.
It's, I would say, almost completely handicap accessible, right, Brenda?
It's all on one level.
It's all on one level. Yep. So, and even for the cables that have to cross over, we have ramps on them.
Yep.
So you can bring your kids down. One of the things that Brenda and I do as part of our jobs there is we sell the tickets. And it's fun to people watch. It really is fun to people watch. And we get a plethora. You like that word? We got a plethora of people that come through.
I like to see the kids enjoy.
Just having fun.
Yeah.
Families having fun.
Yeah.
And it's definitely, Concord is getting to a point. I know COVID interrupted a lot of in-person events, but seems like there's always something to do, right? Because Concord TV, we're always getting requests for, recording an event video or this is happening. Mm-hmm. So many organizations are having 5Ks or having this or that. Mm-hmm. But it's great that coming up, starting May 18th, that there is a fun, family-friendly event. I know there are families that I know that they are going to be there. When you're people watching, you'll see some of my friends and family there probably. So
that's interesting. It's their trip to Disney World for a lot of families.
Right.
As it turns out, and people who say that New Hampshire, I'll be a little political, shouldn't be first in the nation because we're not diverse, come to the Spring Fair. You will see diversity.
Yep.
You will see diversity.
Well, because it's a pretty affordable event to go to. You're not going to Disney for thousands and thousands of dollars. The flight and the logistics.
Literally.
And some families, it's hard to make that trip.
And it's nice for the community to have things like this basically right in their backyard. You know, we volunteer as Hearts for Kindness, actually, in several local events. We'll do face painting at least a couple times a year for free at some of the local events because that's an expensive thing to get done when you've already paid to get into an event.
That's right.
And then get your kids face painted. So my arm's pretty dead by the time I'm done. Four hours of face painting, but I love it to see the kids' faces so happy. So to be able to see community events like this that are more affordable for people to come down and bring their kids to, it's great.
And Brenda made the point of when you paid so much for admission to get into wherever, there's also, in addition to free parking, free admission. I'll have people come up, how much does it cost just to walk around the Midway? It's free.
Okay.
It's what?
To just check it out and just free. To get a look and see what.
Yeah. So if you don't do rides, you can still come down and get
people
your fried dough.
Yeah, exactly.
The only time you really ever get that stuff is when you go to an event like this.
And down there at the Everett Arena, it's kind of a beautiful part. You're right near the river. Mm-hmm. You can see the State House from there. It's kind of a beautiful spot.
That's partially named Kiwanis Park. Charlie Averill, yeah. Some members may remember the name, was very influential in getting that in there. But on the stone marker in the back, it's got the Kiwanis seal.
Right.
So that we help clean up that part of the park, pick up trash once a year.
So there's something else you do that hadn't even been mentioned, that you do clean up of the park area too?
We do clean up of the park area. We assist with the Boys and Girls Club answering the phones. We work with the Salvation Army ringing the bells. People think that we're getting paid to do that. I haven't seen that check yet.
No.
They think you're getting paid to do that. Huh.
Yeah. A lot of people, and Salvation Army does pay some people to ring the bells.
But not the Kiwanis members.
Right.
Not the Kiwanis and not the other major service organization in town that begins with R that I won't mention. But
Realtors do it too. There
you go.
That's a different R, but Realtors volunteer too to ring bells. And
So one last point before we wrap things up is you had mentioned I think you had mentioned, Ken, that you're at high schools as well, that there are key clubs, right?
Correct.
Tell us just real quick. I think a lot of people have heard about key clubs. I know when I went to Pembroke, we had a key club. But
you had a very good one.
But what is it?
Key club is key. Kiwanis educates youth. It has nothing to do with keys. Kiwanis educates youth. All right? And key club is the largest secondary school service organization on the planet. It is a junior Kiwanis club. And you went to Pembroke. Pembroke has one of the best service projects of the whole country. For the last 35 years, they've done a complimentary Thanksgiving dinner to senior citizens in the schools, towns that go to Pembroke. And they'll get a couple hundred people. And the kids do all the cooking with the oversight of appropriate resources.
But the kids are directly involved, not like going home and not doing anything.
They're there. And the seniors seem to like this a lot. It's been very well received. So that's Key Club at Pembroke Academy. We also sponsor one at Merrimack Valley High School. And they've done things like create scarves for people that need scarves and work with that. And we had one, and there's one that's quasi going at Concord High. So we sponsor three key clubs. We should be. Two are very active, but like, unfortunately, everything, not everybody is as active as the other person. Mm-hmm. And it's not a contest. It really is.
But and it can ebb and flow. Like we see here at Concord High School, we see where clubs are stronger, and then they dip a little bit.
Exactly.
Depends who the advisor is. Depends on just kind of momentum and very synergy,
good point.
Right?
Yeah. So very good point.
So, but just the fact that they exist, they're there, is just another great resource.
So they would go from Key Club at high school, to college Circle K, and from Circle K, hopefully become a Kiwanis member. So we start to teach service at the high school level. We think that's a good area. They can do car washes.
I'm not so big
on car washes myself anymore.
a lot of people find, they're like, my car got scratched up at that local car wash or whatever. But I think high school kids, from what we know, a lot of them more than ever care about issues, want to give back to the community, but sometimes don't know how to or don't know where to. So some of it is just having a key club that gives them an outlet for community engagement.
They have a Kiwanis advisor and a faculty advisor. And I want to give a thanks, shout out to Governor Sununu. After 2 years ago, the Thanksgiving dinner, the governor came down and he met with the kids, took a picture with the kids, and also talked to them. And they see him on TV, and it's like, oh, there you are.
I met him.
I met him, and the governor took time to come to the Key Club and say, hey, you guys are doing a pretty good job. And I recognize it. So we appreciated that.
Yeah, that recognition is so important. Well,
and it's free.
And it's free.
And it's free.
And it's free. Free, you mean for the kids?
For the recognition.
Any recognition is free. This is free recognition here. But and with that, I think we're just about out of time on this program of Community Conversations. Brenda and Ken, is there anything that we missed or something you wanted to send us off with?
Come down to the fair and say hi.
Yep. And again, thank you to Concord TV and to you, Josh, and to your staff for continuing to provide an excellent service to the community.
Yes, thank
absolutely.
You.
Thanks, guys. And until next time, thanks everybody for watching Community Conversations. We'll see you for the next one. We're going to keep doing this. If you have ideas for organizations that could use a little publicity to help spread the word about a nonprofit, let us know and we can have them here in the studio. Thanks, everybody.